At just after 2 o'clock this morning, we were called to St Mary's Road in Biscovo, which is near Par, following the report of a man who'd collapsed there and suspicion that he'd been assaulted. The ambulance staff are still there dealing with the man when the police got there, who was unconscious. He was taken to Trelisk Hospital, where unfortunately he was pronounced dead shortly afterwards. The man, this is a local man. He's 57 years of age and lived locally. Police obviously undertook inquiries in that area, and at just after 4 o'clock this morning, four persons were arrested. All local people, aged 19, 21, 18, and 16 years, and they were arrested at an address in that local area on suspicion of murder. They're in custody. They're being held locally at Launceston and Newquay police stations in custody centres there while the inquiry continues. Clearly, the area around St Mary's Road, Robins Close, is cordoned off at the moment. We've got inquiries ongoing there, including scenes of crime inquiries, so there'll be a lot of police activity that people will see in that area. What I will say is that we are appealing for witnesses. So anyone that was out in the area of St Mary's Road or Robins Close between midnight and 2 o'clock this morning or has any other information about what has happened, please don't hesitate to contact us.
Clearly a very tragic incident, a very serious incident. What's been the mood on the estate on St Mary's Road as you've been working up there this morning?
Well, clearly the main thing is shock and concern, really. It is very unusual in Cornwall to get an incident like this, particularly one involving a fatality, and that's what's happened. I'd like to reassure people that these incidents are rare. There will be there will be increased police activity in the area, both in terms of the investigation, but we'll also put some local officers out just to communicate with people and reassure them as to what's going on.
It's clearly very early days in the investigation, but are you treating this, you've said four young men have been arrested on suspicion of murder. Do you believe that this is an assault on this other individual?
Well clearly we're investigating it as a murder, so it's, the conclusion from that is that this man has been assaulted in some way to result in his death. So every investigation is open-minded. We're not closed to any particular aspect of what might happen. But it's been dealt with as a murder inquiry at this stage. It's difficult to give you numbers at the moment. There are a considerable number of investigators and uniformed officers, as well as scenes of crime officers working on the inquiry at the moment. Clearly, a lot of staff are there guarding scenes, protecting scenes as well. So people see a lot of activity. That's normal for this type of investigation. And a team of some size will continue for some time on the investigation.
And so what happens next over the rest of Saturday and into Sunday?
What happens next is that clearly we've got persons in custody and time limits in relation to how long we can keep them. We will pursue the investigation, deal with witnesses and forensic inquiries, and hopefully bring this this episode to a conclusion and justice for the family.